Okay, Shlishi of Kisava was one of those aliyos that I remember one of the Rav's closest Talmidim and one of the Rashi Yeshiva at Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Rabbi Aaron Kahn, once referred to. He was looking for an example of, you know, where a person should be almost spellbound by Kriyas HaTorah, and he picked this aliyah. When we read the words, even though Rashi says, Ein lohem eid b'mikra, it's hard to know exactly what they mean, the different theories. As Hashem he'emarta hayom v'Hashem he'emircha hayom, something that speaks deeply to the reciprocal relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that Kriyas HaTorah has to leave us in a state of being transfixed and uplifted. So this very aliyah begins with the words that Rashi darshins al pi chazal hayom hazeh. Hashem Elokecha mitzavcho lasos es achukim ha'ele ves ha'mishpatim v'shamerta v'asiso osam b'chol vavcho v'chol nafshecha. Rashi comments, right, it's not really today, right? So what does it mean hayom hazeh? B'chol yom yu aleichem kechadashim. That we have a responsibility to relate to the Torah as if the Tzivoy was given for us the very first time today, and all of the component parts as well, not just the notion of Tzivoy. The Ramban elaborates here, Hayom Hazeh Ki Yom Sinai. The question is really how? Is this like a mind game? Sort of reminiscent of a Rambam that's on our minds this time of year, B'choleisi U'Bigadech Levanim, that a person always has to imagine himself as if he's an absolute Benoni, and his city is a city of Benonim, and the world is a world of Benonim, so that every time, you know, he does a mitzvah, he's machriya sa'ulam l'kav schus, not only himself, and not only his family, not only the community, but the world. It's by definition a mind game, because if that were really so, then, alright, so you did the mitzvah, so now you're in the black, not in the red. So then you have to start all over again, right, each time, like each moment. So what exactly is being required of us, and how do we go about achieving this very lofty goal? We can all understand what the utility is. If it's new, then it's exciting, and then that can enhance our commitment. But, you know, what is this meant to be? Like a way of us sort of getting into our own heads? It's a little hard to figure out. So I'd like to suggest two different approaches in terms of especially B'chodesh Elul, what it means, b'chol yom yo'aleichem kechadashim. So one of them has to do with something that the Ramban says here. We're not going to get into the Ramban right now. Hopefully over Shabbos, some of us will have a chance to discuss further this very sublime Ramban. But the Ramban makes reference to the fact that the kind of Kabbalah Satora that's being alluded to here is not a general Kabbalah Satora, but it's a b'diktukah, b'pirtoseha, the details of Torah. In light of that Ramban, b'chol yom yolechem kechadashim, part of the newness of Torah is not saying, okay, I've heard about Shabbos, I've heard about the lametas avos malachos, maybe I'm intimately familiar with the principles of malachas machsheves, maybe I already know a little bit about malachas shenitzrich legufa, and psik resha de nichale, and the lo nichale, and the aruch, and the Rambam against the baliatosvos, and I know about these things, but I also know, even more importantly, that there's more that I don't know. And there are chidushim that are waiting to be uncovered by somebody. And maybe that somebody is you. The only way that we can determine that is by applying the amelos and the sense of discovery and intellectual curiosity that Torah Hashem Tamima requires. So part of that, b'chol yom yu'olechem kechadashim, is the objective knowledge that there is much that is yet to be discovered. And the more one knows, the more one appreciates how much is yet to be discovered. What are the parameters of each and every mitzvah? And it's mayim shein lahem sof, that image is not somehow an imprecise one. There's always more to discover. And the more that a person believes that, so the more a person is energized with a spirit of carpe diem and discovery, not just of new lands, as animated the great explorers and surveyors of the earth, but Devar Hashem, what could be more energizing than that? I think there's another element, which admittedly is somewhat more subjective. I hope I can do it some justice in the short time we have. B'chol yom yu'aleichem kechadashim. So this has to do with life and life experience and maturation and development and personal development, that say we learn certain sections of the Torah We read at the end of Parshas Kiseitse about Zechiras HaMalek and about the idea of Vayezaneh b'chol kol anecha shalim acharecha. So a person could read that 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, and then, I've had a personal experience where you see somebody take advantage of a disabled individual. You see somebody take advantage of an elderly individual. And it means something different, especially if that elderly individual is our father, especially if that disabled individual is our child. And you begin to recognize how cruel and ruthless that really is, and it hits you in a different way. So b'chol yom yu'aleichem kechadashim is a product of being open to life experience washing over us and enhancing our appreciation of different elements of Torah, and not allowing ourselves to become stilted, but rather with an open heart towards what Torah is, and how it can mean that much more in light of renewed experiences. And in that respect, the highly ambitious and to some extent aspirational goal of B'chol Yom Yolechem Kechadashim can be that much more within our reach.